250 Australian scientists have written an open letter to Prime Minister Scott Morrison today, warning that Australia is in the midst of an extinction crisis and calling on him to strengthen Australia's environment laws. The scientists have timed their letter to coincide with a federal review of Australia's key environment protection law. Dr. James Watson is Professor of Conservation Science at the University of Queensland. He also serves on the International Panel for Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services and is a research fellow for the United Nations Environment Programme. He joined me a short time ago. Professor Watson, welcome to The World Today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, why have you joined 250 of your fellow Australian scientists in signing this open letter to the Prime Minister?
We wanted to make him aware that as conservation scientists around the country, we're facing a threatened species crisis. We don't think enough's being done. To get 250 leading conservation scientists around the country to come together and have a unified call around threatened species is very unusual. Scientists, as I'm sure you're aware, love to argue. This is a sign of the level of concern that we're facing right now.
Just how serious is this extinction threat in Australia?
It's extremely serious. I'm sure your listeners will be well aware that Australia is a mega biodiversity country. We have more species than just about any other country on the planet, and we should be very proud of our natural legacy. But the United Nations came out with a report just a few weeks ago highlighting the threats biodiversity faced globally, and Australia was mentioned repeatedly as a country of serious concern. We have more extinctions than just about any other country, and very little funding is going around protecting threatened species across the continent. So there's a real opportunity for this Prime Minister to really stand up. It's time to review the laws, the national environmental laws that save threatened species, and to change the course for threatened species management.
You and the other scientists call on the Prime Minister to take what your letter calls a once-in-a-decade opportunity to demonstrate national leadership and fix our environmental laws. Why are the current laws not working?
Well, there's a number of reasons why these laws are ineffective. The first is we haven't really defined what critical habitat is for threatened species, which means that therefore the laws to actually enforce that habitat aren't enforced. In the last 20 years, since our Act was actually first enforced in 1999, we have lost 7 million square kilometres of habitat that threatened species lived in. 7 million square kilometres is the size of Tasmania. Species like the koala, which was quite common 20 years ago, are now vulnerable to extinction in New South Wales and Queensland. So we're losing not just small mammals or birds that no one's ever heard of. We're losing iconic species in front of our eyes, despite the fact that we have a Threatened Species Act that should actually save them in the first place.
So is it that the laws need strengthening or that there needs to be better enforcement?
Both. The laws need far more clarity around what we mean by critical habitat and acted upon by the ministers in charge. It needs updating. It was written 20 years ago, but it also needs to be enforced. We have a government which is talking about drought-proofing the country. We have a government which is talking about jobs and future infrastructure. And we think right now is the time to put threatened species and biodiversity in that mix. We need to have the laws in place that governments can go, okay, how will this impact on our imperiled biodiversity?
As you say, the government is set to review Australia's environmental protection laws, but the Prime Minister's talked about reducing environmental regulation, or what he calls green tape. What do you realistically expect from this review and this PM?
I think any sane review of how threatened species are going will show that we've got a serious problem. We've run out of time. The science is clear that if we don't act now, we're going to be facing hundreds and hundreds of species extinctions over the next 10 to 20 years. I hope that the Prime Minister realises that it's not that expensive to bend the curve for threatened species. So I hope the Prime Minister isn't frightened by showing action. We have the greatest conservation scientists and practitioners on the planet. Let's come together. Let's work with private landholders. Let's work with mining companies. Let's work with other landholders to save our fantastic wildlife.
You say that you want to see changes to our environmental protection laws in the context of other policies like the drought policy. With the drought, though, doesn't that put species protection sort of lower down the government's agenda?
I don't think so, for two reasons. One is for ecosystems to actually provide the services that humans need, we need functioning ecosystems. And therefore, it needs to be hand in glove with other agendas that the government is pushing. Species management must be a priority, not just for sustaining wildlife, but for sustaining humanity.
What are your worst fears if the government doesn't take this opportunity to put in place better protection for our native species?
So the last 20 years has shown us that if you don't fund the recovery of threatened species, you lose species. We have lost 3 vertebrate species in the last 10 years, lost from the planet through inaction. A whole suite of other species have joined the endangered species list. So we know that if you don't act, if you don't actually show some courage and actually really invest in species management and try and embed species management across other broader agendas, you will lose. What is my greatest fear? Is the status quo. The status quo is that threatened species will just be deprioritized and therefore lost. I have 2 children. One is 4, one is 7. I already have great sadness that I can't show them the things that I experienced as a kid. Common birds and animals that I saw as a child are lost from my environment. The fact that koalas 20 years ago were found in every suburb of Brisbane and are now only found in one horrifies me. So my real fear is that government is actually deprioritising our natural legacy and not realising that it's not that costly to actually save these species. But my real fear is the scientific community have the answers. The government is just too scared to be bold enough to actually take on these answers.
You say it won't cost much. What will it cost to protect these species?
We've done some preliminary analyses on this, and we're thinking about $2 billion a year is what needs to be put in the budget to secure Australia's threatened species. That's based on numbers that the United States have done, they've enacted upon to save their threatened species, and we looked at correlations between the two nations. So $2 billion a year. $2 billion is a big number in some ways, but it's an incredibly small number when you think about our gross domestic product and we think about what threatened species and what biodiversity means for Australians. Most Australians love our wildlife. And the fact that we can't even save things like koalas is something that we need to sit back and reflect on. And I hope the Prime Minister can sit back and reflect on and say he has an opportunity to just up his budget a little bit and bend the curve for threatened species in the same way that he's trying to bend the curve for drought-proofing the country, creating jobs for the country, getting national infrastructure right for the country. I just hope he would actually speak also about our biodiversity and not be so scared of the concept around saving it.
Professor Watson, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
That's Dr. James Watson, Professor of Conservation Science at the University of Queensland.